Hello and welcome to the latest interview. I'm joined by Slough Joint Manager John Underwood. How are you, John?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, quiet Tuesday night. No training tonight. Give the boys a night off.
Yeah, we've been pretty flat out throughout pre-season and the early part of this season. A lot of games coming thick and fast, so we took the opportunity to give them the night off. Obviously, we've got a few trips in the next week. We go to Redditch Saturday, Weymouth Tuesday, and now Cambridge the following Saturday. So, yeah, we thought it was a good time to give them a bit of a breather. A couple of lads went and got a game tonight for Godalming. Josh Jackman and Adrian Sear played for Godalming tonight. So, but other than that, no, the majority had the night off, and we'll regroup on Thursday for training.
And what injury updates do you have for us? Obviously, Simon Dunn came off injured on Saturday. How's he?
Yeah, he's been in for treatment tonight with Kev. He just felt his hamstring, a bit of a tweak in his hamstring just before half time, so we took him straight off. He had the same injury before Christmas last year. He wasn't out for too long, so we need to just assess him this week, really. He's probably 50-50 for Saturday. Whether that will become, you know, will come too soon for him or not, we'll have to see how he is again Thursday. We wouldn't rule him out yet. We'll just have to see how he is.
And in terms of other injuries around the squad,
yeah, actually Lewis Putman as well. Obviously, he had a fitness test on Saturday. We'd hoped he could be involved, but he didn't come through that. So he's starting to feel better. We'll have to again see how he is Thursday, and whether he can play a part on Saturday. So a couple of question marks at the minute there.
And in terms of players still not available, you know, like Gav James, anyone else not going to be around?
Well, Lee Togwell will be back in time for training Thursday, so he'll come into the squad. Gav, I believe, gets back Friday, will also be in the squad for Redditch. We do lose Josh Jackman, who's away for the next few games, unfortunately, and Nathan Webb's away this weekend as well. Yeah, that's kind of.
So does that leave you a little bit light?
Not really. I guess it will depend on Dunny and Putts as to whether they're fit. If they're both fit, we'll be absolutely fine. If they're not fit, if they're both not fit, we'll have enough, but we'll probably be a bit lighter than we have been. But we've got a strong squad, and we won't worry too much. It's we want to have, in an ideal world, we'd have the full squad, but it feels a little bit like we're getting a couple back and then losing a couple, but. That's why you have a strong squad, and it gives people opportunities, so we're not going to worry too much.
And over the next week or so, as you say, it's kind of some tough fixtures, as you say, Redditch away on Saturday. Haven't had a lot of success against Redditch over the past few seasons.
No, you're right. It's been a tough place for us. There and Weymouth, our next two games. I know we haven't picked up any points there since we've been up. So, we've had a great start to the season. We keep sort of, we've said that we think we've made a lot of progress from last year. I think these two games give us a real good chance to demonstrate that even further. As I said, we've not picked up points in those fixtures in the last 2 years. So we believe we're in a better position to do that now. We'll go there stronger. So it's a real good test, a good measure of how far we've come, really.
Yeah, and then on to the big news of the week, which was the FA Cup draw. Not a home draw. Were you disappointed?
Yeah, I mean, we want to play every game at home at the moment because obviously we're doing well and we're enjoying it. We're getting decent crowds, so we were hoping for a home draw. And it's a bit of a trek over there, and it's we've been there before. It's not the best of surfaces, that kind of thing. So it's not ideal from that point of view, but we're a confident side at the moment. We've started the season well. They've obviously not started the season so well. Clearly we won't underestimate them. We've got a couple of reports on them already, but we'll be confident we can go there and hopefully progress. We want to go far this year. We want to see, we haven't done it yet with Slough, myself and Bake, so we want to have a good FA Cup run this year, so hopefully we can. We want to get into that first round proper, so it'll be never an easy game against Cambridge, but we'll go there full of confidence. Hopefully we've had two good league performances before then.
Yeah, and on that league performance, you're going to be at Redditch and hopefully on their new surface again, a 3G like we have at Arbour Park. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, very much so. I think that theirs has been delayed a little bit, so they've not played on it yet. Well, certainly not competitively, unless they may have had a friendly or something on it, I don't know. But you know, that's good from our point of view that they won't be really used to it yet. We don't know whether it's the same sort of surface as we've got or whether it's slightly different, whether it'll play slightly differently. We, you know, we're going to try and find that out, but, you know, we'll obviously have to turn up and see how it is. But we're clearly used to playing on that kind of surface, so hopefully it won't hold any problems for us. And we want to continue the good run. You know, we've had a really good start to the season, and you know, Redditch are one of our rivals in and around the playoff positions at the moment, so to go there and win would be a massive result.
And out of the two games away to Redditch, Redditch and Weymouth, what would be a good points return?
I think being realistic, if we were to come back with 4 points, that would be a good return. We'll go into both games trying to win them, so you know, clearly we're going for 6. We obviously realise that would be a tough ask, but you know, we're ambitious as a group of players and as managers, so we'll go to, you know, we won't be going and looking to defend in either game. We'll look to go and win both games. But yeah, I think on the road against good sides in this league, if you could pick up 4 from 2, that would be a decent return.
Excellent. Well, good luck in that search, and hope the weekend at Redditch earns more points than previous occasions.
Cheers.
And I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.
Thanks, John.